Beloved in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus, who loves you wholly as you are. Amen. The 20th century Jewish philosopher and theologian Martin Buber was once asked, "Where can I find God?" He said, "God is not found in churches or synagogues. God is not found in holy books. God is not found in the hearts of fervent believers. God is found between people." Rabbi Harold Kushner uses this quote in his explanation of what religion is, and he says, "When someone acts toward another person as his religious faith tells him to, God comes and bridges the gap between them. They are joined for those moments by bonds of holiness. The religion of your heart becomes real only when it is translated into action." God comes and bridges the gap. I appreciate this wording, and I think that it helps illuminate our reading today. We've been spending time in the Gospel of Matthew in the section called the Sermon on the Mount. We have heard the Beatitudes, and we've heard about the Lord's Prayer. And now today, we hear Jesus' teachings that for many of us are very familiar, including what we call the Golden Rule. We have tiptoed through these chapters. And if you haven't had the chance, I encourage you sometime this week to read through chapters 5, 6, and 7 in one sitting sometime this week, imagining that you are there on that grassy hill listening to Jesus. This is at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's been teaching and healing throughout Galilee, and his fame was starting to spread. People were drawn to him. People like you and me. People who are needy or sick or grieving. People who are just plain searching. People just like you, just like me, who feel like they are living in the gap between being a saint and a sinner, a gap of knowing that they are loved or forever trying to earn approval. Living in the gap between believing they're created in the image of God or they are just achy flesh and bones. People followed Jesus up that hill because they saw something in him that was different, freeing, life-giving. And in listening to Jesus, they heard God's invitation into a love that fills in the gaps in their hearts and in their lives, as Jesus reveals God's kingdom to people just like you, just like me. What do you hear? I want you to take a moment and think about what the gaps are in your life, whether they are gaps between you and another person, between you and God, or between you and yourself. Brokenness, misunderstandings, grudges, distance, all gaps that cause us pain in our relationships. Maybe there are old wounds that keep you from really believing you are worthy. Maybe addictions or shame or fear keep you from responding to that still small voice that keeps trying to get your attention. Maybe you just feel stuck and disconnected from who you are called to be. Maybe you just can't reconcile your saint and sinner selves. We all, at some time or another, find ourselves standing in these gaps, sometimes small ones, sometimes seemingly insurmountable ones. Jesus knows all about our gaps and meets us right where we are. Listen, do not judge so that you may not be judged. The measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own? Take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Did you hear it? Jesus knows. Did you hear any of the gaps in your own life in his teachings? Jesus knows about the gaps in our relationships as we judge or condemn, pointing out specks despite our own logs. He knows about the gap when we do not trust that we will receive what we need. He knows about the gap in how we treat others and when it differs from how we expect to be treated. And Jesus comes. Jesus comes to show us how when we act toward another person as our faith tells us to, God comes between us and bridges the gap. God comes and bridges the gap for us with love and grace and mercy, inviting us into a life where the gaps between us no longer exist. Now, you may be thinking, that's great, Pastor Ruth, but what does it actually look like when God comes and fills in the gaps? And I am so happy that you asked. Today, at Prince of Peace, we get to see how the religion of our hearts becomes real as it's translated into action. Chris Henningsen is going to join us in a few moments to share for telling our story about our Habitat for Humanity partnership. Habitat does amazing work, as I'm sure you know, by working to bring affordable housing to families in the Twin Cities. Habitat, and by extension us with our partnership, builds, repairs, and sells homes to families with affordable mortgages, connecting families into communities with neighborhood revitalization projects. Habitat, and by extension us, advocates, creates partnerships, and collaborates with neighborhoods to build better lives for all of us. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. When there is a person in need and we act, God is found between us, bridging the gap during every work week, every volunteer hour, every donation, every family served. During the forum time, we had the chance to hear about an organization called Better Angels. Better Angels is a citizen organization working to depolarize red and blue America. Hoo boy, if that isn't an act of faith of bridging the gap, I don't know what is. Better Angels' mission is to teach us how to understand the other side's point of view, even if we don't agree. To engage with those we disagree with, to look for common ground and ways to work together, to seek to support principles that bring us together rather than divide us. I hear Jesus' wisdom, for with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. As we go about the work of depolarization and understanding, I also hear something about specks and logs there too. So today, whether you needed to rehear the golden rule, or be plainly told, do not judge, or reminded that God wants to give you good things, remember that Jesus is inviting us to act towards others as our faith tells us to, so we can experience a life of faith where God comes and bridges the gaps in our hearts and in our lives. At the end of our gospel today, it says, the crowds were astounded at Jesus' teaching, for he taught as one having authority. May we be like those crowds. May we listen on that hillside, and may we be changed. Because when God is found between people, the best response is to be astounded. Amen. Thanks be to God.